This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, and the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, everybody, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, and thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch, too. Take advantage of the things that are over there. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The gloves have come off because the president authorized the full declassification of all of the Russia collusion paperwork as well, and documents, as well as the Hillary Clinton email probe documents. Where do we go now?
Well, it doesn't mean that they're all going to come out. Understand that he really did this several months ago, if we remember. And,
yeah, with AG Barr. Mm-hmm.
And it was a situation here where he, and this was, I think, when Rick Grenell was going into DNI as the interim director until they put John Ratcliffe in there. Okay, so having said that, he's already authorized a declassification, and I think what he was doing was giving the heads of these agencies and these departments the pathway to say, whatever documents you have, you better cough them up and hand them over to DNI if we don't already have them. Or if we're asking for them, you better cough them up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently some of that was happening, and in other cases not so much. Because we know that we still have some that we can't seem to get our hands on, and that is told to us by Devin Nunes, who, you know, kind of started this whole thing, and by Jim Jordan. Basically what they're saying is that, interestingly enough, only the Democrats have been, and you know, these agencies have been holding on to these documents, and not a single Republican ever had them.
Right.
So, beginning to sound like Obamacare. But anyway, we're here in a situation that he's reminding by what his tweets were yesterday and his authorization to declassify is, let's do this. And, you know, I told a mutual friend of ours 3 years ago, I made a huge list of about 70 things that Trump ought to be doing. And one of them was to declassify. And not just this, but, you know, certainly all the things that were related to IRS targeting and Fast and Furious and all these other, you know, Benghazi and all the other things. So, timing is everything, and I think that in with Durham not having a report, because remember it was supposed to come out after Labor Day. Well, we're a month past Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other track that we have. So don't expect, you know, some big avalanche tomorrow afternoon or Friday, because I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to come out in what I refer to as the drip method. Now, interestingly enough, the Department of Justice has announced a press conference today at 11 a.m. on a matter of national security. I don't know what that's about, but there's supposed to be some kind of a press conference. So we may have something from Durham today with this press conference. I don't know. But,
well,
I do know that they have included CNN in the press pool.
There's a lot of criticism out there about the FBI Director Christopher Wray and CIA Director Gina Haspel for blocking the release of these documents. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, Wray has, you know, he has been blocking them. And at the beginning of my article yesterday, this is important. Gina Haspel was known as what is known as the chief of station from 2014 to 2017 in London. And that's the cushiest job there is outside of being director. So in other words, if you have that position, your very next job is director. So they, you know, that's where Trump put her, as director. But if you look at that time frame, 2014 to 2017, she knew all of those people in GCHQ, you know, the Robert Hannigans and, you know, what Brennan was doing and Christopher Steele and all that, because she was in London. So it's, and she apparently is blocking some other, documents. Now we don't know why, but, the other fascinating thing that needs to be said, remember, these are John Brennan's handwritten notes on this, okay? Well,
yeah.
Durham interviewed John Brennan for 7 or 8 hours. Remember, it came out at Langley headquarters. Well, it came out, interestingly enough, by Brennan's, you know, person, that he wasn't a target of the investigation. Well, there's more to be said on the other side.
All right, hold on. On the other side of the break, we will get into that more to be said. And, oh, by the way, we'll also talk about what the president said yesterday to Nancy with a direct tweet message. We'll see how all that works out. And lots more coming your way, including the McCloskeys. They got indicted yesterday. He was actually at the courthouse when it happened, and he was there for another reason. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I'll tell you, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness product center, and I've been taking a product called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I've got a great little deal for you. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use this product code, RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Well, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, let's wrap up our little discussion there about...
Okay, well, let's not forget that Durham had interviewed Brennan for 7 or 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Brennan's spokesperson came out and said that he was told that he is not a target of this investigation. Well, that may have meant at the time. Now, I would also argue that that happened in August. So, given that, you can bet that Durham had a lot of these documents that Brennan was probably unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is that Brennan, remember that Trump threatened Brennan to remove a security clearance. Well, it never happened. And that Brennan wanted to go back into the agency to get access to his personal notes and documents because he was writing a book. He was denied that, and rightly so. Well, his book is now out, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just come out by Macmillan Press, and the title of the book is Undaunted, My Fight Against America's Enemies at Home and Abroad. So I don't know how he necessarily wrote the book without all of his personal notes and whatnot, but he did get the book published. So we have some interesting things that are happening here. The other piece is when somebody like that writes a book, it has to go through major, major clearances to mm-hmm. ensure, just like Bolton did with his book, to ensure there aren't any violations in there.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden, and I got to mention this because I'm still scratching my head wondering if the guy's really a pervert. Joe Biden yesterday at one of his events down in, I believe it was Miami, the day before anyway.
Day before.
Yeah, he made a comment about, well, I'd like to see you girls 4 years from now dancing, you beautiful young ladies dancing. And I mean, it's what is with him? What is with him? What was that all about? I mean, that's who says that?
That's when he was speaking at Little Haiti. And apparently there were these young girls there. Why they were there, I don't know. I mean, it's not like they were
dancing.
Allowed to vote. It's not like they were allowed to vote, but there you go.
They were there to dance for some reason, but no, I don't know. Okay, moving on. Because who can understand that? Moving on, the tweeting war that goes on. Donald Trump likes to tweet things and tweet people sometimes. He tweeted a message directly to Nancy Pelosi and said, "If you'll pass a standalone $1,200 stimulus check plan for all the folks in the country, I will sign it."
Yeah.
So what's going to happen there? Nothing.
Nothing.
But yet he's got it out there, so now he can point the finger in the next debate and say, well,
look, these negotiations have been going on now for months. Mm-hmm. And the person that you really need to listen to in all of this is Mitch McConnell, because the Senate has gone through these negotiations, including with Steve Mnuchin, and has said to Pelosi and her team, we have all these components. Remember, she wanted $3.5 trillion, and
yep.
and the Republican no. Well, inside of that are all these tracks. One is, you know, to help out the schools. One is to help out the airlines. One is for the, you know, another stimulus check for, you know, taxpayers. There are all these, you know, things that were in there. But one of the big things that were in there is she wants a bailout for cities and states that are, you know, blue cities and states that are in financial trouble. And the Republicans are just not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Republicans have gone back to Nancy and her team several times and said, we come to an agreement on, you know, five or six of these things. Let's pass these in, you know, standalones. This is the airline piece. This is the school piece. This is, and she refuses to do that because she doesn't want the people at the airlines to vote for Trump. She doesn't want the people that are going to get a $1,200 stimulus to vote for Trump. She doesn't want those that are going to get $400 a week unemployment or $600, whatever it ends up being. She don't want those to vote for. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he had no choice but yesterday to send out these tweets, because right now all these people are mad.
Sure.
He's cut off negotiations, and all these people are mad at Trump. But it's misplaced anger.
Yep.
Because it should have been her.
Mm-hmm.
They've offered and offered and offered and offered, and she's refused.
Yep, you're right. Now, the other thing is, and a lot of people don't know this, except for the people with the Small Business Administration that went through the Paycheck Protection Program, the loan forgiveness for that loan is now underway, as people are finding out about that. And I knew that was coming because they've done that for years with the farmers when they've gone through that.
Correct. I mean, that is part of the program. If you have met these thresholds, then we forgive the loan. And I think it was, what, 90 days?
Yep.
That they had to, and on the 91st, whatever, yeah. So, Now, that's another interesting piece of that, because an awful lot of that money, and I don't know what it is now, because I think they had up until October the 1st to apply for paycheck protection.
Mm-hmm.
But an awful lot of those that had already applied never took it. And there are those that fraudulently took it, that they're clawing back the money. And then there's a whole bunch that was never even applied for. So we have this money, these hundreds of millions or billions of dollars,
right,
that are sitting there. That's the other part of these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we come to a expiration date and things haven't happened. So, you know, Pelosi just wants more, and the Republicans are going, wait. We have hundreds of billions of dollars sitting over here that have been earmarked. They're sitting here in a fund. They'll never be touched. We have to have legislation to reclaim that money, repurpose it now. And she's like, no. So, debt means nothing. The U.S. debt and spending means nothing to these Democrats.
Now, what did you think about the Texas company that apologized after 11,000 North Carolina residents received a pre-filled-out voter registration application? Isn't that nice?
I don't even know how that happens.
I don't either.
I read it. I don't even. That's not computable to me.
And it just doesn't happen. It just does not happen.
No. Not the only thing I can think of is maybe it was I don't know. Maybe it was a training piece, and this is how it's supposed to be done. But how do you? I don't know. I'd be taking a long look at the company in Texas.
Yeah.
But.
So much for that bid. Now, by the way,
we're living in the days of Alfred Hitchcock, although I would say, mm-hmm, by comparison, Alfred Hitchcock's series was quite tame.
Yeah. By the way, before we run out of time, the Committee on the Presidential Debates is discussing holding the next presidential debate between U.S. President Donald Trump and the VP Democratic candidate Joe Biden outdoors. That would be a bad idea, as long as it doesn't rain, I guess.
Well, you can put underneath some kind of a
Biden can stand under an umbrella. Somebody can stand there and hold an umbrella for him. All righty, there comes the music. That means we got to wait to talk again till tomorrow. So you have yourself a great day and stay out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out her website and all the great articles that she writes. And she just wrote one about this declassification of documents. So go check that out. And by the way, coming up, military and veterans news. Don't go anywhere. And Colonel Jim's coming up in 30 minutes. I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
President Trump has fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the Russian investigation and the Hillary Clinton email scandal with no redactions. Meanwhile, President Trump on Tuesday instructing Republicans to pause negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package until after the election, instructing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full time on getting his nominee Amy Coney Barrett approved to the U.S. Supreme Court. The president tweeted that negotiations would resume after the election, at which time a bill would be passed to support support small businesses and hardworking Americans. Also late Tuesday, several senior Pentagon officials have been moved into quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus by the Coast Guard's vice commandant. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the second debate should be canceled if President Trump still has COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Val Dior. For more, visit usaradio.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for the military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are when we come back after them telling you about themselves. But in the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit WinTheMenWanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you, to have you certified to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida region, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, if you really want to find out what it's like to be an aviation maintenance tech, the best way to do it, the absolute best way to do it, is to call them up on the phone at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up on the phone and ask to take a tour of one of the facilities closest to you, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Take your pick. But that's how you find out what it's all about, what you'll be doing. You can ask questions, hand-on questions. You can see the classes.
and you will know. And by the way, don't forget, 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, foreign intelligence agencies have invested heavily in the ability to collect sensitive medical information about world leaders. That's something they do, seeking to place sources where they could have direct or indirect access to these discussions, former and current officials have said. This is coming out now because, of course, of the president being at Walter Reed, and 23 people now of his staff or members of the administration have tested positive, including a vice admiral with the Coast Guard, who, by the way, has forced all the chairman of the George Chiefs' staff to have to quarantine themselves right now, which is okay because they'll just do their job from home. Now, the Navy will continue its new COVID-era practice of longer deployments at sea with fewer port calls, as leaders feel they found it difficult but winning strategy to keep the virus in check amongst its crews. Taiwan, by the way, their military has launched aircraft to intercept Chinese planes, more than twice as much as all of last year. The island's defense ministry says that Taiwan faces severe security challenges from its huge neighbor that's trying to gobble them up. And we all know that. By the way, a House bill was introduced yesterday that would ensure that any veteran who dies from the coronavirus in the care of a Department of Veterans Affairs hospital or nursing home would have service connected disabilities noted in the cause of death to protect their survivor benefits. So that's a good thing there. If you're a veteran and you come down with it and you pass away, that you're still going to get your benefits. Now, the U.S. military in Japan over the weekend reported one new coronavirus case, a new arrival at the Yokosuka Naval Base. No big deal there. Things are pretty much slowing down. More than 4,000 students returned to traditional classrooms on U.S. military bases throughout South Korea on Monday of this week, more than a month after starting the new school year online due to the coronavirus pandemic. Also, South Korea reported 73 new coronavirus cases this week, the fifth day of double-digit figures. Now, the howls from Congress have not ceased since July about the U.S. troop withdrawal in Germany. It's still worrying Congress, some in Congress and the Baltic allies, although the troops aren't going very far. They'll be assigned to other areas, watch and see. And the ISIS terrorists, known as the Beatles, who have been in U.S. military custody in Iraq, accused of taking part in the kidnappings of U.S. aid workers and reporters and beheading them, are likely to be brought to the U.S. in the coming days to face trial. They will not get the death penalty. They'll get life if they get convicted. Life. To me, they should have been executed, but that's just me. And the U.S. military's workforce cannot succeed in the long run unless it fully embraces a digital age. That coming from the Pentagon's new personnel strategy. Also, the gravesite of President John F. Kennedy at Arlington National Cemetery has once again reopened to the public for the first time since the access to the cemetery was limited in March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And for those that don't know this, the Walter Reed Medical Center has a storied history behind it. And a spotlight for the last several days with the president there on the Walter Reed Medical Center has brought back the powerful memories of U.S. wounded warriors and presidents that were there. The thought that came to mind to me when I first heard the president was going there was President Ronald Reagan when he waved from the hospital window after he got shot, letting everybody know he was okay. By the way, the Chinese military has told its propagandists to steer clear of U.S. election coverage to ensure their reports are not misread as taking sides in the presidential race. Well, too late. We already know about that deal. And legislation was introduced in the U.S. House this week, which essentially guarantees Israel's qualitative military edge over Middle East countries. They'll get it before anybody else does. By the way, the Army, Israel's Ministry of Defense, has delivered the first of two Iron Dome indirect fire protection systems to the U.S. Army. But it's still uncertain whether or not the technology will fit into the service's modernization vision. Well, I'm sure they'll find a way to make that happen. And after years in the making, the Army is officially ordering a new batch of missile-hauling Stryker infantry combat vehicles to deploy to Europe. That's been talked about for a while. By the way, Senator Maggie Hassan, a Democrat out of New Hampshire, has asked Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy to review a gender-neutral policy of issuing all West Point cadets unisex Army combat uniforms because it then forces women entering the academy to purchase better-fitting uniforms designed for their female bodies. Wonderful. By the way, Vice Admiral Witzel has now become the Navy's new air boss. And the U.S. Navy's aging surface fleet is struggling to keep their ships up to spec. That's something that's going to happen. They're talking about a 500-ship Navy as they try to retrofit some others. We'll see how that goes. The Air Force. We had a crash here back on May 19th of an F-35A Lightning at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. We understand now it was caused by the pilot trying to land at an excessive speed and a previously unknown flight control logic glitch that left his tail unresponsive as he tried to slow the plane down. Now, the Air Force is delaying the official solicitation for its E-4B night watch replacement, citing a new acquisition strategy approach. And the airman, Air Force Tech Sergeant Jordan Benson, who helped save more than 30 people in Las Vegas when a gunman opened fire back in 2017, is going to be officially recognized by the Air Force for his heroism. Kudos and congratulations to him. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere as we continue to move along the overnight radio dial. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And if you want to see Larry Elder, if you want to see Dr. Sebastian Gorka, if you want to see Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and me, on October the 23rd, Friday night, we'll be at the Hyatt Regency down in Sarasota for the Salem Conservative Summit. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to keep America great in November. The Trump train is going to be rolling on at the Salem Conservative Summit, October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. Now, this is a VIP event with very limited seating, so you can reserve your seats today. And you VIP members, take advantage of that email that you guys got there, too. By the way, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com to get your tickets, and I look forward to seeing you there October the 23rd. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I suppose when you talk about money, you should talk about the fact that the president yesterday said that he was going to pause the talk on the stimulus, coronavirus stimulus, with the Democrats because it wasn't really going anywhere, so that Mitch McConnell could focus on the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court nomination.
Well, listen, you know, Nancy Pelosi came out and said that she won't accept anything less than $2 trillion. I think she went down to 500 as far as unemployment is concerned. Let me explain this to everybody. The amount of money that they're asking for. If you were to just take federal income taxes to zero, that's about $1.8 trillion a year. That's what the Fed collects a year. So if you want to stimulate the economy, then why do we have to just send checks to people, collect taxes, then send the money back to people? If you want to stimulate the economy, why don't you just cut income taxes to zero? That's $1.8 trillion. Think about it for a second. This is nothing more than a handout to states that, you know, from states that have run their business properly to states that do not. That's all. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, yeah, but of course you did, I don't know if you saw the tweet or not, but the president tweeted directly to Nancy Pelosi last night, if you pass a standalone $1,200 stimulus check bill for the people, I will sign it.
But why it's not a $1,200 stimulus check for the people. I don't get one. Many people don't get one.
I know.
Why do we need to send checks to people? Why don't we just cut the? There's no logic in this. Okay. Yeah. Stephen Moore actually was talking about this today. All right. You want a $2 trillion stimulus package? Okay. Just cut income taxes to zero, and that will allow people to keep their money in their own hands, stimulate the economy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we got to send money to Washington D.C. so they can send it back to certain people. It's nonsense.
Well, that's what they're doing. And the other thing is the loan forgiveness is now underway for the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. And that's normal because even when they loan money during emergencies to farmers and businesses in other parts of the country, that's something that takes place. It's pretty much a normal practice.
The PPP program, right now, they're only concentrating on loans, the forgiveness of loans that are over $150,000 that went out to small businesses. The ones that are under that, they've kind of like pushed that to the side,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to worry about that later. So they deem the cutoff at $150,000 and above, and that's the ones that they're right now going out and working on to, as far as forgiveness is concerned.
By the way, Joe Biden yesterday was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and he was mentioning all these accomplishments that he'd done and made over the years, and he cited a whole bunch of things. The problem was most of what he cited was what Barack Obama did without Joe Biden.
Yeah. Again, you want to impress me, Joe, what you did? Nobody who spends that much time in Washington, D.C. impresses me. Go start a business, buddy. You want to impress me? Go start a business. Go employ some people, go sign the front of a check, not just the back of a check, and you impress me. You know, living and BSing in Washington, D.C. for almost five decades, to me, you're a grifter.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you hear what Bill Gates had to say about the vaccine coming up here?
I didn't hear about I heard he was talking about the antibodies and saying the antibody treatments should do a great job in helping treat COVID, which I happen to agree with too. It's unfortunate right now that you got scientists and doctors from both sides, right and left, coming together and saying, listen, we have to live with this virus. And no one's paying attention to it at all. It's a major address that was put out there. And it's true. We have to learn to live with the virus. We have to focus on protecting people like we should have from the beginning that are at risk and move on from this. But again, it's like sacrilegious on the left at this point in time, so it's not getting a lot of coverage.
Well, Bill Gates said, because he's actually a person who's got some money in a vaccine creation of his own there, one of the companies, he said if the vaccine works that's coming, the rich world could be back to close to normal by the end of 2021.
I mean, it'd be great if we get back close to normal. It's going to be hard to get close to back to normal when, you know, this is where we're talking about stimulus. You're going to need to get businesses opened again, people willing to go out there and take risks. That's the best way to stimulate the economy. You can say go back to normal, but when, you know, you have, you know, half the hotels in the state of New Jersey probably closing up and all of these places being shut down, it's a lot of people out of work. So, you know, what's normal? What we need to focus on is helping entrepreneurs out, going out there to build businesses, reopen businesses, and do all the things to help us get to that a bit of that normalcy.
Now, obviously, you're in the money business, so when people talk about investments and they talk about money and they talk about all sorts of different things that are going on, one of the things we have to talk about is the H-1B guest worker program. And when you and I first came together and got on the radio, we did a lot of talking about that because we had all these people coming in here basically taking American jobs, getting paid less money to do so, and then the people who had the jobs were being laid off or retired or whatever. Now, the Trump administration has has unveiled sweeping new changes to the controversial H-1B guest worker program.
H-1B, that's one of the programs. The other one, H-2B, which is more of the seasonal workers. And again, a lot of major corporations take advantage of this so they can bring people in and have them work. And, you know, in essence, they kind of almost like take your passports to some degree. If you don't work out, they can send you right back home. I've always been under the belief that if you're going to bring a worker in to do a tech job, that worker should be able to get paid just as much as anybody else gets paid here in the United States. So you don't have businesses undercutting on pay and hurting Americans in that sense. So if you're saying we need these tech workers from these various different places, fine. And they should, they come to this country, they go get a college degree, staple a green card to their college degree and make them American citizens. I don't have any problem with that. I have a problem with the fact is that when certain businesses can pay foreign workers less for a job, then they can going right here for Americans. And then again, that's when you have layoffs. I remember years ago, it was at Disney. They were laying off various different workers in accounting departments and whatnot, and they were being replaced by foreigners because it was cheaper.
Now, General Electric is a very, very large company, and they have a very large presence in New York State. And they've warned of likely SEC accusations tied to their reserves. What's that all about? Do you know?
Well, they're a large company, but they're a shell of their former self. I mean, they're nowhere near where they used to be. Their heyday was back when Jack Welch was running the place. Welch notice had to do with how they were going about accounting for certain things that they were doing as far as revenue was concerned. So it's an issue with the Securities and Exchange Commission in regards to how they reported earnings. And they're going to look into that. And the hits keep on coming for General Electric. They really do. And this is just not good for them at all.
And the Standard & Poor's Global outfit says corporate defaults are going to double in the U.S. and Europe.
I would say probably be higher than that. That's just a sad, sad thing.
Okay, so the stock market dropped off yesterday amongst the talks of not talking about the stimulus back and forth and all that stuff. The market dropped as a result. What's going to happen today now that we know that Trump has turned around and made a counteroffer?
That counteroffer, I don't think it's going to mean much. That's not going to be taken. I think it's overreaction by the market yesterday. The market's got to get used to the fact that we don't need any more stimulus.
By the way, keep your eyes on Howard Stern. He's close to signing a deal for $120 million a year at Sirius XM Radio.
He's going to make almost as much as you do now.
Yeah, thank you. I'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog at Wall Street. And I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also retired U.S. Air Force intel officer.
When you need to know, the Captain's America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.